won't waste another minute. No, I won't. I'm a man on a mission. I'm a man on a mission. I don't need no permission. I'm a man on a mission.
Welcome to Entitled to Nothing, where we believe our life is our fault. My name is Mink, and today I'm going to continue the Rules for Life series, where all these rules are critical, but the one that I'm going to talk about today has had a profound and dramatic impact on my life. I can't wait to share it with you guys. I started this show because I have failed over and over in my life. My first business, I lost $100,000 and went bankrupt. I've been a scared, broke kid more than I'd like to admit. And once I started to figure some things out and I made my first $1 million, I lost it all and had to start over again. And through this process, I've found a way to turn my failures into lessons, and I've used these lessons to build a life on my terms. Since losing that money in my first business, my companies have done over $50 million in sales. I love to travel, and I've had the privilege to live all around the world. And what I want to do with this show is share everything I've learned on my journey in the hopes that it can help guide and inspire you on yours. So this Rules for Life series, I wanted to start it because throughout my life, I've observed and learned from all of my failures and other people that are much smarter than me. And along the way, a mentor of mine gave me the idea to document the lessons that I've learned along the way. And so for the last decade of my life, I've created this list of principles and ideas and things that I wanted to apply to my life. And so with this series, what I'm doing is just running you through some of the most important ones that have had the most profound impact on my life. And today, I want to share a lesson with you guys that I learned when I was going through that process of losing everything. I made my first million and then I lost it all. And as you can imagine, when you start with nothing and then you make something and then you lose it all, it's a very intense process. And during this process, I wrote three quotes or three principles on my whiteboard, and we've already covered a couple of them. One of the ones that we already covered is, don't wish life was easier, wish you were better. We talked about that in the previous episode. And then another one of the principles that I wrote down on my whiteboard was, life is happening for you, not to you. And the third principle that I wrote down in this really challenging and difficult time was this one. Circumstance doesn't create character, it reveals it. And every morning as I was going through the process of losing everything and trying to figure out how to salvage it and build it back or stop the bleeding, I read these three quotes from my whiteboard. Don't wish life was easier, wish you were better. Life is happening for me, not to me. And circumstance doesn't create character, it reveals it. And that's what I want to talk about today, guys, because I think in life, we think that circumstances are like they're building our character and creating who we are. And that is true for the future. But when the circumstance happens, it's not creating who you are, it's revealing who you are. And when I was going through this process, I thought deeply about this and I thought, man, right now, I am going through this very difficult time. I'm losing everything. I'm struggling. I don't know if I'm going to be able to turn it around. If this circumstance is revealing who I am, when my back's against the wall, when the storm is raging, when everything seems to be failing, how I show up in this moment, if that's who I really am, then I need to focus on being my best self. When adversity strikes, I need to show up with the most integrity, the most honor, the most focus, compassion, the most honesty when everything is, you know, kind of chaotic around us. Every morning I woke up, I would ask myself this question. I said, how are you going to show up today? And are you going to be proud of how you showed up today, tomorrow? You see, we don't control a lot of the circumstances in our lives. Most of them are outside of our control. But the impact they have on us and how we react and respond to that is inside our control. That's arguably the only thing that we do have any control over. And so when the storm is raging, when circumstance is unfavorable, that is when we reveal who we truly are. That is a true test of character. And I've got a few stories to illustrate this point with you guys today. But before I do, what I want to do is cite this idea, right? Circumstance doesn't create character, it reveals it, is a passage from the book As a Man Thinketh. And I think it's, again, all of these ideas and principles that I use in my life that I've learned and figured out how to apply, they're not mine as much as they are lessons and ideas that I've learned from other people and kind of collected them together. And this idea of circumstance revealing who we are is from the book As a Man Thinketh. And there's a passage I want to read to you guys because I think it's profoundly powerful and it really illustrates this point. So it says, "Circumstance does not make the man. It reveals him to himself. Men do not attract what they want. They attract who they are. You don't get what you wish or pray for. You get what you earn. Men are anxious to improve their circumstances, but are unwilling to improve themselves. Therefore, they remain bound. The man who does not avoid failures and suffering is a man who will always accomplish his heart's desires." So the whole idea here is there's two lessons in this very simple principle. The first lesson is circumstances showing us who we are. And the third lesson is who we are. The second lesson is who we are is going to create our new circumstance. And so it has this paradoxical nature to it because one, the circumstances that we are existing in or that we're evolving through, those are revealing our character today. And our character today is directly responsible for creating our new circumstances tomorrow. That's why I think this is one of the most powerful principles that we can live our life by, both to understand who we really are and where we need to grow. You know, when we're facing difficult situations, I think COVID was one of them, right? I think COVID was a time in our lives where a lot of character was revealed. And we have those friends that when this happened, they took a step back. They said, okay, I don't know what this is. I've never experienced this before. Let's observe what's taking place. Let me see how I should respond in this moment. Let me act with grace and kindness, with compassion. Let's search for truth, right? We had those people. And then we had the other people that when it happened, right, they operated off of fear and insecurity and they yelled at people and they blamed people and they reacted to everything, right? I think each of us know some of those people as well. In the most painful moments, that's when our deepest character is revealed. And the best thing that we can do is like experience that character and then observe it. Wow, I reacted in this way. And you know what? I'm not really proud of the way that I showed up in that moment. Having the humility to admit when you're not proud of the way that you showed up is the first step in building a better character for tomorrow. That's the first step in building a better tomorrow, is observing our reaction. And let's be honest, we're human, right? I'm sure you and I, for sure, both have reacted to things in ways that we weren't proud of. The circumstance triggered a behavior. It caused a reaction. We responded in a way that we wish maybe we said something we could take back. We did something that we would like to not do again. This is part of being human. And I think it's okay for us to, you know, go through this process where we don't exactly show up the way that we want. That moment revealed a character flaw. It revealed a weakness in who we are or an opportunity for us to grow. And once we acknowledge that, once we have the humility to say, wow, I didn't like how I showed up in this moment, let me take a step back and figure out how I want to show up better next time this takes place. And by going through this process of self-reflection for myself, I have been able to create a life that is on my terms. And I think this principle is directly at, like it's, this principle is directly responsible for helping me build the life on my terms, for helping me create a company that has done 50 million in sales, for traveling, for the experiences, for all of the things and the pleasures that I get the privilege to experience in my life. I think the foundation of all of those is using circumstances to reveal who I am and then letting that help me evolve and grow and become a stronger version of myself. In a previous episode, I talked to you guys about the promise that I made to my mother and how she asked me to, you know, never be like my dad, to not drink, to not treat women the way that he treated my mom. And so, believe it or not, I've never drank in my entire life. I've never had a drop of alcohol. I've never smoked. I've never done a drug. Candidly, I'm pretty vanilla in a lot of ways, but I've avoided all substances. And that is directly because of my experiences growing up. So that circumstance growing up of an intense, abusive, alcoholic environment molded me and showed me how I want to show up in my life. And then paired with my mom and some other experiences, I made a decision in my life that I'm not going to drink. And now at 37 years old, again, I've never done anything like that, which leads me up to a story that I wanted to share with you guys, because I think one of the most important things we will do as men is to define who we want to be, to sit down and say, this is the way that I want to live my life. I want to do this. I want to do this. And I don't want to do this. And that's what I did in relationship to drinking and smoking and things like that. I knew because of my circumstances growing up that I didn't want to experience any of that. So I've been very rigid with certain things in my life. And so one experience I had when I was just getting a new business started, right? I had just lost everything and I was in the process of building it back. I was a little bit beat up. I was a little bit broken down. I was living off of credit cards and savings at the time. And a buddy of mine introduced me to this investment banker. And he's like, hey, I talked to this guy about your business and about who you are, some of your past experiences and where you're at. And he's really interested in meeting you and potentially investing into your business. It's like, damn, okay, that's interesting. I've like never done anything like this before. I've never raised money or met with an investment banker or whatever. So he invites me over to his house and I go over to his house and, you know, hey, nice to meet you, da, da, da. And he was going to have a little get together that evening and was hosting a few people. And so I'm one of the people and I meet him, we shake hands and, you know, we'll just call him James. And James says, hey man, I got a surprise for you. Come out back with me. So I go out back and out by the pool, there's like six or seven girls sitting at a table. And very quickly I realize that they're prostitutes. And he goes, hey man, whichever one you want, go ahead, pick the girl that you like. And I was like, no, bro, I'm good. You know, like, that's not my thing. I'm good. And he's like, dude, don't be shy. Come on. Like, I got these for us tonight. I want everybody to have a good time. I want to learn about you. Like, let's get to know each other. Let's have some fun. I'm like, bro, like, not my thing. I respect you. I appreciate you. Like, you do you. I'm going to do me. I'm not interested. And he's like, okay, whatever, right? So then a little while later, he keeps trying to hand me drinks. He's like, hey, man, here's a drink, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, hey, bro, I don't drink. Like, not my thing. I appreciate you. Thank you for the hospitality, but no, thank you. And then the final straw a little bit later that night was some guys at the party started doing drugs and they tried to get me involved. And again, I was like, hey, bro, like not my thing. I'm a little bit annoyed at this point. I'm like, I'm not interested. This is just like not my vibe. And he says to me, he goes, you know, my father told me that I can't trust or do business with someone that won't indulge and have fun with me. And I look at him and I'm like, you know what? That's an amazing point. I agree. I can't do business with people I trust as well. Or I can't do business with people I don't trust. And what that means is we're not going to be in business together. And he's like, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's, you know, I'm just playing with you, teasing you, whatever. And I'm like, no, bro, like I'm not interested. And the next day we had another kind of cordial conversation and I just told him flat out, like, hey, I'm not interested in doing business. And he was really confused because he was a big money guy. He was worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And he was literally ready to write me a check for my business. But that circumstance wasn't for me. I knew how I wanted to show up. I knew because of past circumstances in my life with alcohol, addiction, abuse, and my experience growing up with my father, who I wanted to be. And in that moment, I had the opportunity to experience another circumstance that revealed my character and a circumstance where it could have been very easy for a lot of people to just partake, to just take the money, to just get into business, to just do the thing. Because as I said, I had just lost everything and I was starting over. I was literally living off of credit cards. But in that moment, my character was more important than the opportunity or the circumstance. And I think the power of this lesson, the power of this rule for life is we have to go through certain circumstances that reveal who we are. Then we have to reflect on who we are and decide who we want to be. And then we have to consciously go out and construct the character that we want to have as men. And I think some of the most important character traits are honor, duty, loyalty, respect, courage, work ethic, strength, right? These are character traits that make men men and that allow us to do what this book is talking about, which is go out and justly earn what you want. But bringing this back full circle, right? Circumstances don't create our character. They reveal it. And once we grow through those circumstances, we have the opportunity to create a better character in the future. But you can only improve your character if you're learning and growing through the moments where we show character flaws. So it's this really beautiful, again, feedback loop where we have an experience, we create a reaction, we observe the reaction, we learn from it, and we grow through it. And so I just think that this idea of circumstance reveals character is, as men, it's one of the most important concepts we can understand and live our life by. It's how we become value-driven, principled individuals. And through that paradigm of principle, we can then go out and construct the life that we want. Another really incredible example of this, I believe, is Nelson Mandela. And, you know, sometimes I think the people that we admire the most, are the most inspired by, are the ones that have displayed a genuinely authentic character in the face of the biggest adversities, the biggest difficulties. If you think about your favorite sports athlete, oftentimes the reason why they're your favorite is because when the game was on the line, when all the pressure, all the doubt, all the fear was there, right? They showed up, they hit the game-winning shot. They showed who they were in the face of a game-winning decision or a championship finals or whatever it is. It's who we are in the most challenging and painful, difficult times that we most admire. And I think Nelson Mandela is a beautiful example of this because he was imprisoned for 27 years of his life. And when he came out, he said, I knew if I held the bitterness and the resentment beyond the prison, that I would still be imprisoned. Think about that for a minute. Someone locks you up for 27 years. And when he got out, everyone was saying, let's take it to them. Let's get them back. Let's, you know, do this. Let's do that. There was all this hate and resentment amongst his people. And he said, if we live with bitterness and resentment, we're still in prison. Really focusing on the character that we have, that's going to determine who we are and where we go and who we become. And I think that's the most important thing, or one of the most important things that we can do as men. I'll end with this. And this is straight from the book, As a Man Thinketh. You don't get what you want in life. You get who you are. Our circumstances reveal who we are. Through reflection and evolution, we improve who we are. And by growing and improving our character, we create a better life for ourselves tomorrow. And that's my prayer for myself. That's my prayer for you. I think the best thing that we can do as brothers and sisters is develop the best character we can, become the man that we admire, and then give that man to the world. Thank you for tuning in and hanging out with me today. I know the greatest gift you can give me is the gift of your time and attention. And if you made it to the end of this episode, I just want to say thank you. If you've got any value from this show, if there's something in here that touched you or inspired you, the only ask I would ever have is to subscribe and follow along and potentially share it with someone that you think needs to hear this lesson. I hope you have an incredible day. I say this at the end of every episode, but I really believe all of our problems can be solved with three words. It's my fault. And if we can take radical responsibility for our results, the life that we want is on the other side of the responsibility that we courageously embrace.